Hello and happy Friday, Los Angeles. Hello, lovers of the black and gold. Hello, fans of Major League Soccer. And of course, hello to the millions and millions of defenders of the bank listeners. This is One More Sleep, the show that is heard in over 100 countries, previewing our beloved LAFC's upcoming match against the Colorado Rapids, the 2010 MLS Cup champions. That's right, defenders. This is a team that did hold up a trophy at one point in an awesome series, by the way, against FC Dallas back in 2010. You know me. You know her. That's Hello Kitty. I'm Philly. If you're wondering where the scarf is, well, we're kind of tag teaming it in these early upcoming One More Sleeps and Defenders of the Bank podcasts. I have to apologize for not being on last week's. I was called on duty, calling college baseball for UC Riverside. That's why Scarf was taking care of business. He is off in Puerto Rico on a class trip with his students. Tell me that doesn't sound pretentious, by the way, defenders. Class trip in Puerto Rico. He had a class trip in Machu Picchu. Yours truly had a class trip to the Bronx Hall of Science. Not as much fun as Puerto Rico and Monterey. But alas, we missed the scarf. It's not defenders without he and I. And when it's one of us, or in this case, two of us, it's not exactly the same episode. But he will be back, not for the next podcast, because he won't be back from Puerto Rico until Monday. But obviously, we will be back together in full effect, previewing the upcoming match against the Galaxy in a week's time. But for now, we're heading off to the Mile High City, collectively, together, figuratively, whatever. LAFC going off to Colorado, a team in the Rapids that is currently sitting in 10th place, a team that has played in five games, a team that is 1-2-2, and shockingly, a team that has not won a single home game in their confines of Dick's Sporting Goods Park. 0-1-1 at home, 1-1-1 on the road, 5-4, 8 against, a -3 differential. As far as their last five games are concerned, they lost a heartbreaker to Houston at home. They tied Seattle on the road. They beat RSL in Sandy, Utah. And that actually was a big one, because that's the first time in six matches that they have gone without beating RSL. They've either been draws or losses. So beating RSL, big deal for the Colorado Rapids. Tying Nashville at home, losing to Portland to open up the season. That is how the Colorado Rapids have started things off. There is no more Robin Fraser. Chris Armas is at the helm of this club, a team that is looking to go back to glory days. And that is why I reference the fact that they did win the MLS Cup trophy in 2010. There are a lot of you out there that listen to the show that are familiar with Major League Soccer. There are several of you also that have only gotten in tune with this beautiful league recently as a result of LAFC. So as much as I love to educate, inform, and entertain, well, actually, no, that's exactly what I'm doing, informing, educating, and entertaining. Colorado did win a trip, so I wanted to make sure that you were very well aware of that. In our time against the Rapids, we have absolutely dominated the series. We have won six times. We've only drawn once against them, and Colorado has only managed to pull three W's against us. Our most recent encounter, a week after my birthday, last August 2023, a game in which we absolutely put the shebang bang on them, beating them 4-0. The last time Colorado managed to win against us, well, it was last year, believe it or not, in Dick's Sporting Goods Park, May 14th, 2022, no, not last season, the year prior. I am way off. Way to go, Philly. Cheers. And happy Good Friday to those that celebrated. That was the last time Colorado managed to pull a W against us. Now, for many members of the Black and Gold, we distinctly remember the awful season that we had where we lost to them on decision day. Got smoked by the Rapids in Colorado on decision day. That is something that I have not forgotten, and I hope many of you, the millions and millions, haven't forgotten either. It was actually the last time Colorado was good. They ended up winning the Western Conference only to get humiliated early on in the playoffs. That's a brief history. I want to reference our good buddy Ben from Relentless. Kai Kamara did sign on as today, and he is the newest member of the black and gold. Kai Kamara is a legend in this league. 17 years in Major League Soccer, has had one of the best careers that anybody can consider professionally. He has played on quite a few sides, but we won't bother going there. He is third all-time in league history in terms of goals scored, just a couple shy of Landon Donovan of the LA Galaxy. And so he is also, by the way, one of 11 players in the history of Major League Soccer to score over 100 goals. There is another member of LAFC that is within that distinctive fraternity. And of course, we're talking about Ante Razov, our longtime assistant coach, operating originally under Bob Bradley and now under Steve Cherundolo. Ante Razov has scored over 100 goals. Not many people in the history of this league since 96 have managed to get that distinction. 11 players have. Kai Kamara is one of them. And I want to give a shout out to Expo Monty. I saw this tweet that he posted up the other day. The irony of things. Kai Kamara is just a couple goals shy of surpassing the LA Galaxy's Landon Donovan. He's going to have his work cut out for him if he looks to get anywhere close to Chris Wondolowski. Let's not kid ourselves. That is a hard goal number to reach. But if Kai Kamara can surpass Landon Donovan, he will already be successful as far as we are all concerned with his performance on this year. He is practically our age. And by ours, I mean myself, Scarf, and Hello Kitty. Although I think Hello Kitty's been in existence longer than both Scarf and I times two. He adds a great deal of depth, but more importantly, experience and veteran leadership that our young club can really, really appreciate and utilize. So Kai Kamara signing on to this club is a big deal. For those of you that are discounting him because he's 39, don't discount him because he's 39. He's not going to be playing a full 90 minutes plus every single day. And he's already in better shape than the vast majority of anybody criticizing him. And I'd hate to say it, he's also in better shape than Carlos Vela, if and when he ever decides to sign on. Now, going back to this game, LAFC heads in to this match against Colorado with no wins on the road. We're 2-2-1, and we just come off a scoreless drought. One that in which we nearly set a franchise record. We were, believe it or not, 4 minutes shy of setting a franchise record for scoreless drought. We exploded against Nashville. That being the case, Nashville wasn't at full speed. Are we back? Tough to say, hard to say, but the proof is in the pudding. We had an absolute goal-scoring bonanza against a team that is known historically for playing defense and getting many draws. Now, that is the story as far as LAFC is concerned. Colorado, slightly different looking than they have been. No longer do we have the likes of Jack Price, Danny Wilson, and Diego Rubio playing for that club. But they do have Zach Steffen, a very good goalkeeper. U.S. Men's International obviously spent some time within the Manchester City organization, loaning out to fight the Bundesliga 2 team Fortuna Dusseldorf. Zach Steffen is a great goalkeeper, also NYCFC, a hard keeper to score on, and obviously somebody that we're going to have to work really competitively and hard against. In addition to him, they signed Georgi Mihailovic, formerly of the Chicago Fire, who played recently in the Eredivisie for AZ Alkmaar, a team that finished fourth place last season. Mihailovic got a good run during his time playing in Holland, managed to compete in 23 games, found the back of the net once, 25 years old from Florida, looking to do what he can to help Chris Armas' side do some big things. As far as injuries are concerned, I haven't gotten an updated roster report as far as that is concerned, so I don't want to say anything and jinx it. Also, the last time I managed to be on One More Sleep, we gave you all a injury report and it turned out to be incorrect. So I don't want to go down that route, but that is the story. So without further ado, I don't have anybody to piggyback and bounce ideas off of or create banter with or do any kinds of that normal nonsense. So why don't we get into the meat and potatoes of this podcast? Let's get in to our players to watch. And before I do that, Greg Suddy, Julie V would best anyone. Let me put this up there and I'll read it out loud. Greg Suddy is a good friend of mine, known from indoor soccer. He is a media individual that works and operates with the San Diego Sockers. He states Julie V. And by the way, if you don't know who Julie V is, defenders, look him up. He's got quite the history. Well, he would best anyone as a 70-year-old in soccer tennis. Oh, you mean tech ball. Oh, where is the Julie bobblehead? It's up there, Greg. I got to really reach for that. The Julie V bobblehead is right next to my Kane bobblehead from World Wrestling Federation. You're saying go LAFC. God bless you, Greg. I know you're going to be a San Diego fan once they come through. And oh, by the way, Defenders, in particular, those that are a fan of Club America and El Tri, San Diego, the new MLS club that is looking to kick things off soon. There's been rumors linking them with Memo Ochoa. Yes. Memo Ochoa that featured against the U.S. men's national team in the CONCACAF Nations League game. That Memo Ochoa that led in goals by Tyler Adams and Gio, let's put it this way. So that's the story in there. Thank you, Mendo. Cool interview with Marco Fabian. I appreciate that. I'm going to plug in the Empire Strikers momentarily. But until then, let's get into the players to watch. All right. Scarf's players to watch. Oop. That didn't work out very well. Now did it, Defenders. Scarf's players to watch for Colorado. He didn't pick any. He's in Puerto Rico. Scarf's players to watch for LAFC. Also nobody. He's in Puerto Rico. That is Scarf's choices. And I love Scarf and I miss Scarf. And hopefully you enjoyed the last pod with just a solo Scarf. Hopefully you'll enjoy this upcoming one with me, solo Philly. We won't do too many of these. I might be a little busy between now and May the 19th, but I could assure you, Defenders, it's still going to be business as usual. There have been rumblings that Philly will no longer be part of Defenders of the Bank. He's going off to different directions. That is false. That is incorrect. And if you don't hear it from the platinum-haired Flamingo, it isn't true. My players to watch are simple. Oop, that's Scarf's keys to the game. Dang it. This is really not working out the way I'd intended it to. Okay. Yep. This is an epic failure. All right. Regardless, my players to watch. I can't believe that I screw this up even when I'm solo. The slides aren't set up for me, Defenders. I'm not meant to be a producer and a vocal person. Georgi Mihailovic. That is my player to watch for Colorado. We talked about him earlier. Georgi, the attacking midfielder, formerly a member of the Chicago Fire, a member of the U.S. men's national team for about just shy of a dozen games. That is the guy that Colorado brought in to help shore up some of the lack of scoring production that they have had over the course of their previous few years. Georgi Mihailovic is an outstanding player, 25 years old, who's already done and seen some things. He is a player that is going to look to get off to a really good start against LAFC and a player that we haven't really seen, period. He did have 61 games with Montreal. He did spend a significant period of time with the Chicago Fire, but this is a guy that we haven't really had the opportunity to face quite frequently. And now that he's back in Major League Soccer, no doubt he has a chip on his shoulder and he's going to want to go out there and compete against the best teams, and good players are going to rise their level and their game against the best teams. And quite frankly, over the course of the last several years, LAFC has been one of those teams. We absolutely miss the Scarf. But I hope I'm doing a pretty good job by myself. Anyway, Georgi Mihailovic is the player to watch as far as this Colorado Rapids team is concerned. For LAFC, it is simple and it is easy, but success breeds upon success. Denny Bawanga finally scored a couple of goals, and not for lack of trying. Denny probably should have had a hat trick against Nashville. Denny probably should have had a slew of goals. He hit the post several times in the opening matches that we had. But once that man gets off to a good start, you and I and all of us and the millions and millions know that he is a tough, tough player to put a lid on. He's going to look to capitalize on his recent success, and he is the player to watch as far as LAFC is concerned. So I know I don't have the stats or the slides, but for the Rapids, Georgi Mihailovic, for LAFC, Denny Bawanga. For LAFC, the key to the game, the keys to the game, and I only have one key to the game as far as I'm concerned. Last season, we were gangbusters when we scored first. We were 22-1-4. 22 wins, one loss, four draws throughout all competitions when we scored the first goal. In the wins that we have had in 2024, we are also undefeated when we score the first goal of the game. on the road, we haven't been very great. And historically, in the last half a dozen games, we haven't been great going back to last season. If we can score first in front of that crowd at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, we stand a darn good chance in walking away with, believe it or not, our first points on the road. That is what we need to do, is score first. That takes the air out of the sails of the Colorado Rapids and puts the confidence in our players to go out there and do what LAFC is known to do. Play a beautiful attacking style of football. Whether they control possession or whether they kill you on the counter, LAFC does play an exciting brand of football, minus the MLS Cup. That wasn't very exciting, but that's neither here nor there. That is what needs to happen. We need to score the first goal. Relentless Ben is predicting 4-1, the good guys. I toast you to that. And by the way, speaking of toasts, I'm drinking this beautiful, beautiful apple schnapps, Schönauer. This is called apple corn. It's an apple liqueur, which is about 20, we'll call it 42 proof. It is really freaking tasty. Very, very good. Mendo, I appreciate you. Philly, you're a one-man Wu-Tang Clan. Which one am I? Am I the ODB or am I the Method Man? M-E-T-H-O-T. Anyway, the ADD kicked in. Squirrel, Philly is off on a tangent. Apple corn. If you ever find any of this apple schnapp stuff at your local Bevmo, I highly recommend it. I'm obviously touting things out because Defenders of the Bank is sponsorless. No more flex. But if there's a Body Armor, a Jacob Imrani, heck, if one of y'all are a realtor and y'all need a podcast to promote your real estate business, we are open for business. Scoring lines. Let's get back to what matters. This podcast, this game, this team. LAFC will get their first points on the road tomorrow at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. And they will do so by way of scoring two goals to Colorado's one. It is going to be a competitive match. Obviously, there's going to be a slight adjustment. Playing in higher elevation tends to affect a player's cardiovascular abilities. So I will use that and utilize that and lean back on that for the first 45 minutes. After that, that's when LAFC is going to settle in. I am envisioning Colorado scoring first and LAFC pulling out a gritty effort, winning 2-1 on the road. That is what I think is going to happen. Mikey A, I assume you're saying devil's advocate. Nashville was not conditioned last week. Think we will struggle again in the midfield. That's a very fair point. I don't buy into the rhetoric that LAFC is in fact back. Nashville wasn't at full strength and full capacity in their last game. At the same time, they also haven't been really playing very well either. We had a big game, an explosive game. I'm not going to call it an anomaly as of yet, but there's still so much more football to be had. I would be very curious to see how we do on the road, which I'm predicting that we're going to win 2-1. And I'm going to be very curious as to see what happens the following game. The team that concerns me the most, a team that we compete against, whether how we perform against them, that will lead me to believe that we're back, believe it or not, is our rivals down the 110. The LA Galaxy. I have watched all of their games this season because you want to know and understand your rival and your enemy. Other than their defense is awful. In their last game, they allowed 26 shots to go through, 8 of them on target. John McCarthy had to stand on his head to help the Galaxy win at Children's Mercy Park in Sporting Kansas City. Contingent upon how we do on the road and how we do against them at home, that will tell me whether or not we are back. But for the time being, scoring 5 goals is a good sign. And like I said, when Denny Bouanga gets opening, it starts to open up his scoring capabilities, we are a very, very tough team to beat. So we've gone over our players to watch. Just as a recap, for Colorado, Georgi Mihailovic, for LAFC, Denny Bouanga. The key to the game, score first. I've gone over the records. We are a solid team. We only lost 4 times all of last season when we scored first. Our 2 wins have come by way of us scoring the first goal early on. And then as far as the score line that I'm predicting, 2-1 LAFC. That is the story. That is what I have to say for the time being. And while we're barely 20 minutes into this pod, I'm going to open it up for some questions for a little while just to get things going. Does anybody have any questions, anything they'd like us to address? You obviously see that jersey behind me. It's not just Tom Bogert reporting that Giroux may sign to LAFC. It's CBS Sports. It's Golasso Network, which obviously is CBS Sports. There's a lot of people that are indicating that Giroux is going to sign. Obviously, we won't see him till the summer. But that's the reason why I keep it up there. That and the fact that my wife hasn't bothered taking down that jersey because she is goo-goo gaga over Giroux. If Philly finds himself single in July, you'll know why. It is one Olivier Giroux, and I have nothing on the great Olivier. I am not as handsome as he. I am not as tall as he. I don't score goals like he, and I certainly don't have the bank account like he. But I will say, if there's any department that I may beat him in, is that I have the personality. Anyway, that is the story. Questions? Anything? Anything at all, defenders? Will I be officially single in July? I don't know, man. Like, that's a dark game. I'm going to leave that up there. I am going to leave that up there. Panda, if you are watching, and Lord knows you aren't, that's the story there. All right. What do I think is going to happen with Carlos Vela? Good question. Oscar, Mikey A, any news from Carlitos? All I know as of right now is that the club would like for him to come back. How it happens, I don't know. When it happens, I don't know. Will it be as a designated player? Probably not, considering that we have that gentleman in the horizon. That guy's going to command a pretty hefty salary. If, oh God, and there's Panda in the chat again, and there's good old Chris Lafferty. Hey, Chris, by the way. Hello, Kitty in the house. Hello, Mr. Lafferty. If Carlos comes through, it more than likely will be a TAM deal. I don't think that Carlos signs on any other club other than LAFC. The only other potential for Carlos Vela will be something that we're all anticipating anyway, retirement. It'll either be LAFC or it'll be retirement. That is the story with Carlitos, as far as I know, for the time being. What else we got? What else we got, defenders? Vela will sign a Harvey Chiellini-type deal. Whether or not Vela wants to coach or be a part of the media side, that might actually be a good thing, but I don't foresee Carlos coming through back in that capacity right off the bat. I envision him just enjoying retirement. Izzy Garcia. That's right, baby. WrestleMania is right around the corner. I envision the Tribal Chief putting one over on Cody Rhodes, not allowing the Cody crybabies to finally enjoy the story. And a side note, by the way, Sunday, this Easter Sunday, the Empire Strikers go into their final game of the season against the Tacoma Stars, a team that has been on a tear in their last recent matches, fighting for a second seed in the Western Conference playoffs. Tacoma features a very star-studded cast of members of the U.S. men's national team that play on the beach side and the futsal side. But more importantly than that, I know there are plenty of you out there that listen to this pod, watch this pod, whatever the case may be, that are fans of either Chivas de Guadalajara, Cruz Azul, Eintracht Frankfurt, some club in Andorra, or more importantly, El Tri. Come through. $5 gets you in the Toyota Arena. You will get to see Marco Fabian do his thing. Marco Fabian, I got his trading card. Marco Fabian, hey, you might even get the opportunity to meet him, take a photo with him, get an autograph. $5 gets you into Toyota Arena on Easter Sunday. That game kicks off at 4:00. So I want to make sure that y'all are aware that if y'all need a ticket and you're going to come and you're serious, I'll tell you this. DM me at my Instagram account and I will get you free tickets to the game on Sunday between the Empire Strikers and the Tacoma Stars. You have to pay for parking though, and the first beer's on you. Second one will be on me if you show up. That is my promise. Ben Mia San Mia, obviously referring to Der Klassiker. Bayern Munich takes squares off against Borussia Dortmund tomorrow morning at 10:30. That'll be a big one. But going back to LAFC, we have an early game tomorrow. Coverage starts around 12:30, I believe. The game will start at 1 p.m. in Dick's Sporting Goods Park between LAFC and the Colorado Rapids, a rivalry that, well, it's been somewhat one-sided historically, but we do need to get a very important win on the road, as we have not won on the road all season long. One more question before I close things off. Joel San asks, how many goals do you think Giroux will end up How many goals is he going to end up towards the end of July and August? I assume you mean as a member of LAFC. If Giroud signs on and starts immediately, I at the very least think he's going to go in to September. Let's say it this way, this September, with a bare minimum 3 goals. I think he is going to adjust relatively quickly to things, and he's going to get a couple of goals really quickly. Genuine Cougar, I like the question. When will David Martinez start? I assume very, very soon. The kid is far too talented to be coming off of the bench late in the second half. It's just a matter of adjusting. It's just a matter, obviously, of the maturity levels. You saw when he took that shot from outside of the box against Nashville how frustrated he got. He just needs to adjust. He will be starting pretty darn soon. Izzy Garcia asks, what do you think about people saying we're becoming the new Galaxy because we're signing older players? Look, it's adapt or die. You know, the mantra of signing old, already established players is something that is not just the Galaxy's mantra. It was the mantra for Major League Soccer, whether it be the Galaxy, NYCFC, you name the club. Obviously, they had an idea and an interest in bringing in older players. I mean, that's the history of soccer in the United States, be it MLS, be it the indoor game, be it the NASL. I mean, soccer didn't really matter in this country until Pelé signed with the Cosmos. And at that point, he was obviously already an established player. Now, John Thorrington and the front office were very adamant about being a club that wanted to bring up young talent, develop them, and sell them off, which has obviously been the case for a long time, which is obviously the case still right now. We talk about the likes of Matheus Bogus. We talk about the likes of, obviously, now David Martinez. We talk about Kike Oliveira. We talk about what we did with Diego Rossi, Edward Atuesta. That is still the mantra. But as we saw in 2022, when you bring in a veteran group of players that has played at a high level to mix in with a young group of players in Major League Soccer, and a group of veterans of the league, good things start to go down. And so I don't have a problem with anybody wanting to compare us to the Galaxy. For as much as we dislike them, at the end of the day, they still have so many trophies that we are aspiring to collect. So let them call us that for the time being. It's poop at the end of the day anyway. We are LAFC. We're here to break hearts and set trends. We are our own entity. So whether we do it with veterans or whether we do it with younger players, it doesn't matter. We're going to go out there and take care of business the way that we do. Mikey A, any snow? That I don't know. I'm not a meteorologist. I haven't even looked. Give me a second and I'll tell you. Survey says, da na 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 na. Nope, doesn't look like it. Tomorrow, the high of the day is going to be 64 with a low of 35. It's going to be partly cloudy. That's the story for the weather tomorrow. Andy, my favorite, if you guys don't know Andy, you got to check out his new podcast. The name is right there in the graphic. We usually are his favorite nocturnal podcast. We absolutely love Andy. Ben, last question, is it proper 12:30 yet? It could be tomorrow. For the time being, it's proper apple corn 8:11. And then the final thing in the chat, Isis Black and Gold, well said. Folks, my hair, the platinum-haired flamingo, the haircut that I've done, the mohawk, the purple, the craziness, is all a result of Isis Black and Gold Barbershop. Make sure you check her out. She's in Burbank, right on Burbank Boulevard. I have never maintained a relationship with a hairstylist, even going back to my times in New York, as long as I've maintained that relationship with Isis. Her and also her fiance, I love him to death, part of the Cuervos, huge fans of LAFC, and the Black and Gold Barbershop is basically a shrine to all things LAFC. So if you're in the market for a haircut, a skin fade, a shave, a hair coloring, make sure you hit up Isis Black and Gold Barbershop. All right, I've waxed poetic with y'all enough. We're right around that 30-minute mark. I am going to call things off for the time being. I will be back potentially tomorrow with another guest. Otherwise, it will be a solo Philly. But I hope this podcast did the three things that I always aim it to do. Inform, educate, and entertain, and not necessarily in that order. Tomorrow, LAFC heads into Dick's Sporting Goods Park, putting the shebang bang on that claret and blue Aston Villa West Ham stealing club. And we're going to roll out with our first points of the season on the road. That being said, love y'all, have a good night, and God bless.